Well, I'm recording this episode ahead of time, so when it hits, it will be Boxing Day and Christmas will be over. So I hope you had an amazing Christmas. We always have all the family around on Christmas Day. We cater for around 13 people, and Andy always does all the cooking and I do all the table decorations, and then we share all the cleaning and washing and putting away and all everything else afterwards. And then we chill from Boxing Day onwards until New Year. We chill. So that is probably what I am doing as this podcast episode drops. At the moment, at the time of recording this, it is a very wet here in the UK. And apologies, there's a drip outside my window. So apologies if that is picked up during this episode. But of course, I can't control the weather. I'm not long back from London. Andy and I went to the O2 to see Madonna in concert. I was obsessed with Madonna when I was younger, so I've always wanted to go and see her. And when she announced the Celebration Tour, which is of course all, you know, her hits through the decades, I thought this is the perfect time, and it was absolutely amazing. And it was the first time we'd been to the O2 as well. And it's a brilliant venue. I'll definitely look to be going again in the near future. So I'm back now to record my latest episode. And I'm going to be talking about things you can do during the downtime that you hopefully have at Christmas in order to make next year run more smoothly for you when it comes to decorating projects, your daring decor and everything else. Hello and welcome to the Daring Home Decor Podcast. If you're obsessed with quirky interior design, then you've come to the right place. I'm your host, Cara Baker, cover girl of Homestyle magazine, serial decorator and content creator. On a mission to banish all of the white ceilings in my home, I'm here with positive vibes and bright lipstick to help you get confident with bold and unique interior design and show you DIY hacks and foolproof steps to create a personality-filled home with all the colour, pattern, pizzazz and glam. If you don't know where to start and are scared of what your friends might think, I got your back, girl. So if you're ready to unleash your creative flair and crush your home decor, then grab your paintbrush, put on those overalls and let's get decorating. So now that the big day's over, I really hope that you're getting time to chill and rest and recuperate. But you may find a few little cracks of time where maybe you might get a little bit bored and want to think about next year. And this is where this episode comes in. I find that with lots of aspects of my life, planning and organising ahead makes everything so much easier. It reduces stress. It buys you time in the long run. You make better decisions. You're not rushed. It's just, I know some people might think it's boring to plan, but it's just such a game changer. So if you could use some of this time over the Christmas break to think about what decorating, what projects, what makeovers and what daring decor that you'd like to do in your home next year, then you will be ahead of the game. So I'm going to give you some pointers and some advice in this episode of how you can go about it. The first thing that you would need to do is identify what rooms or spaces in your home actually need attention. And there's various things that you need to take into account when doing this. So think about spaces or rooms in your home where there may be some wear and tear. Maybe some things are broken, for example, in your kitchen. Maybe some of your cupboards are hanging from the hinges, or your drawers are jamming and not shutting properly, or maybe you've got scratched or chipped cupboards, things like this, and you think this room actually needs an update. So looking for things that are tired and that wear and tear have got the better of them. So that's the first thing to identify. And then once you've identified that, Look at spaces or rooms that are impractical in your home. So it's spaces that are not working for how you live in them. For example, our office is one of the rooms that still needs rejigging and redecorating. And we obviously decorated it when we first moved in, how we thought we'd want to live in it, but it's not actually working for how we do live in it. It's a mess. I hate the decor in it. It looks too much like an office. I don't want to when you have a home office, it doesn't have to look like an office. But I was in that mindset at the time where it's an office, it's got to look like an office. So that's kind of how we did it, and that's not how I want it anymore. Also, Andy does spend probably more time in here than what we probably thought at the time, and he just hasn't got the space that he needs, and it's just not set out the way he would like it to be set out. So that's another thing that we need to take into consideration when we redo it. And also, it's a bloody dumping ground. Every little piece of crap from the house just gets shoved into the office. So there's various reasons why this room is impractical. And when I actually do my, when I'm doing work for the company, we've got our own building company, if you didn't already know. If you want to know a bit more about me and you haven't listened to episode one, then go back and listen to episode one. But Andy and I have got our own building company. And when I'm doing work for our company, I do it from the office. But when I'm doing my work for Caradise, when I'm doing my podcast or Instagram or anything else to do with that, my website, I always sit at the kitchen table because I just don't find this room inspirational. So that's definitely something when we redecorate that I will be, you know, getting on board with all the things that are impractical at the moment and making them good. So yeah, look at rooms in your house that are impractical. And also, I already touched upon this a little bit, decor that you've fallen out of love with, decor that's not to your taste, or maybe it might be decoration that was done by the previous owner. So it definitely won't be to your taste then. But obviously, if you did do it yourself, as I did our office, then your taste change. So the third thing is to look at rooms that aren't to your taste. And then to add on to that, look for rooms that are, or spaces that are dated and old fashioned. And that might not just be with regards to the decorating. That could be to do with the furniture in there, or it could be old technology and old design that isn't, that you know, has improved upon so much, so you can make the life that you're living in that room so much easier and so much better with new technology. So look for things that are dated. So once you've identified rooms and spaces that are tired, impractical, not to your taste and dated, the next thing you need to do is decide on what comfortable amount of projects or rooms that you can actually fit into a year. And let me tell you, you will probably think you can do more than is actually possible. Because don't forget, we all have lives. So this is something that you've got to be able to comfortably fit in, because I don't want everybody to be getting stressed out with their home decor. So I would say probably maybe just one room, or two to three is a comfortable amount in my opinion. One, two or three, any more than that, unless you're on a roll and unless you know you want to be doing the whole house. But please think about it and don't underestimate how much time these things will take as well. So decide on which rooms or which projects or which spaces and how many that you're going to be tackling next year, because you may have a whole house that needs doing, but it doesn't mean that you're going to get it all done in the 1 year. So it depends on obviously how much time you've got, how much money you've got, and how much work your house actually needs. So that moves me on to prioritising. You need to prioritise out of the rooms and spaces that you've identified, which ones are the most important? Which ones do you use and need the most? So things like guest rooms, which I am decorating at the moment. And I hope I've finished it by the time this podcast episode lands. But at the moment, I'm still knee deep in the makeover. But this room for me has waited because, as I said, rooms like guest rooms can wait. But rooms, for example, like your kitchen or your living room are very important to you because you probably use them every single day. So these are the kind of spaces that you need to put on the top of the priority list. Also, when you're thinking about which spaces and rooms to prioritise, think about rooms or spaces that are inconvenient. For example, if you've got anywhere that's very unorganised, there's not enough storage, it's poorly laid out, it's too cold, it's too dark. If you've got all these inconvenient things, then this is something that may push the project up to the top of the priority list. And I'm just thinking, most of them are my office. It's definitely, probably we have got enough storage, we just fill it with crap. But unorganised, yeah, it is kind of unorganised. It's definitely poorly laid out for how we want to use it. And it's definitely too cold. So, yeah. Think about things that are inconvenient because these things are definitely causing you friction in your home. And obviously you want your home to be a space where you're happy and relaxed and everything flows. So you don't want friction. You don't want inconvenience. So another thing that you need to take into account when you're prioritizing is the mood that the rooms are creating, the mood that they're making you feel. So which rooms and spaces lower your mood and makes you not want to spend time with them? As I said, my office, I don't really want to be here. It's a mess. I don't like the decor. I don't like the fact that I'm kind of facing the wall. Nothing about it really. So the mood that I get when I'm in here is let's get with the work done that I need to, and let me get out and go and sit in the kitchen. And I don't want that. I want my office to be somewhere where I want to spend time. I can put my diffuser there, have a space, space for my drink, space for behind me to look nice. So when I'm on a Zoom call, it looks nice. It's so embarrassing because, I'm meant to be an interiors person and my office just looks horrible whenever I'm on Zoom. So that is, I definitely want I want to have a good mood and I want to feel good when I'm in this office. So that is something that you also need to take into account. So once you've decided on which rooms or projects or spaces you're going to be tackling and you've prioritised them as well and you've taken that into account, the next thing you need to look at is a schedule. So I would set a rough schedule and think about the months carefully. This is me talking to myself, by the way, because last year in November, we decorated our laundry room. And I remember saying to Andy, I am never decorating in November again, because obviously it's a very busy month on the run up to Christmas. And I did actually initially plan to do our guest room sooner, but with one thing and another, it never happened. And I found myself again thinking, oh, I've started a makeover and it's November. So at the moment, it's a bit crazy trying to organise for Christmas and trying to get all the decks and all the presents and all the wrapping. And then also make over a room instead. And also there's like double the amounts of deliveries coming to the door because I've not only got Christmas presents, I've got all the stuff for the guest room. So I will definitely never, unless it's certain circumstances, I would definitely never decorate in November again. So when you're thinking about it, think what you will be doing during those months. I mean, I would also say no to peak summertime as well, because you're probably going to be going on holiday and wanting to spend time outside, so you won't, and in the garden, so you won't want to be doing the house. So really think about it. So once you've roughly decided on what time of year you will be tackling these projects, Also think about realistic time scales as well. Think about how long it will take you. Please be realistic. This is something that you think, oh yeah, I'll get it done in a few weeks. It just never happens because, as I said, we all have lives and we have to fit things in. So think about, don't just schedule in that you're going to be doing a renovation or a makeover in with your normal life. I would definitely suggest that you think, okay, am I going to take annual leave from work to do it? Or am I going to give up my weekends to do it or my evenings to do it? It's not going to fit in with your life unless you actually put the time aside to do it. So make sure that you definitely do that. So once you've got a rough idea of what months you will be tackling the projects, I would put in some dates in your diary when you need to start planning each room or space or project. And what I mean by that is, I'm not telling you now during this break, but I'm telling you to put dates in your diary prior to when you're planning to do it, that you get a proper planning schedule in place. For example, when I'm doing a project, I have a list and dates of what I'm going to be doing. So on this date, between this date and this date, I'm going to be painting the walls, painting the ceiling, putting this piece of furniture together. And then I give myself a list of things to do. And you will find that your room will flow much easier and quicker by doing it this way rather than just starting it on a wing and a prayer. And something that I use, and this isn't just for when I'm doing projects around the house and decorating, I use this for my whole life basically. And it's a planning, task management planning app. I don't know if it's an app. It's not. It is an app, but it's a computer thing. I forgot the name for them. Anyway, you know, things like Asana and that. And it's actually called Meistertask, and I absolutely love it. I basically use it to run my life. So if you're looking for something when you do start doing your schedules to help you, you can get a free, I think you get so many, oh, why can't I think of the word for anything? Anyway, you can get a small amount of things on Meistertask for free. It's not a free trial. You can get it free permanently, I think, but there's a limited amount of things that you can use on there. Anyway, I totally mashed up, trying to explain that. But yeah, I would definitely recommend Meistertask for your planning. But as I said, not to do that now, just put some dates in your diary for when you will actually put together the plan, the schedule, the lists, etc. Now, the next thing, once you've got your schedule sorted, is a very important one, of course, and it's the budget. You've got to think about where the money is going to be coming from, because you're not going to just be going outside and picking the money off the trees to pay for this project. It's actually, it's got to come from somewhere. So estimate a rough cost of how much you want to spend or think you may need to spend. And a good idea would be to set up a monthly amount to save. So when you actually come to do the project, you've got all the money saved up. This is what I mean by planning. It just makes your life so much easier. And hopefully that you're not going to be getting into debt or having to put everything on the credit card when you start the project. The money will already be there in place. So once you've got your budget, then it comes on to the more fun things where you can start putting together some ideas and inspiration. Now, I know I'm saying this is a fun part, and it is, but it also might be the scary part for you, because you want to create a unique and personality filled home. You don't want to be following the latest trend. You don't want to be neutral, because that's the in thing. And I say in air quotes. You want an environment that lights you up, and you know there has to be a foolproof way to achieve this without making mistakes, without wasting money and time, and without being embarrassed of your home. Now, I know that you may be getting distracted, you may be doing things scrappy, and I want you to know that by planning things out, it is the answer. I know it's boring, but this is all about what this episode is about. So before you even think about picking up a paintbrush, make sure that you have everything mapped out. So if you're patient and do it my way, I promise you that you're going to get the results that you want. And just remember that I am you and you can be me. I'm just normal Cara. I'm not a special interior designer, famous, nothing like that. I'm you, but I have achieved a home that I'm proud of. I've achieved a home that I think is different, unique, bold. I love it. So just remember, it is absolutely possible for you. I want you to remember this when you're starting to look for inspiration for how you're going to be going ahead with your projects and makeovers, etc. And the perfect start for you, if you haven't done it already, is my free home colour palette guide. So that will kick you off to an amazing start with your daring decor. So if you haven't already got my guide, I will put a link in the show notes, and just pop your email address in, follow the link, pop your email address in, and it will come straight to you. And it's a PDF. I think there's about 12 to 16 pages, something like that. Yes. So that's a perfect thing that you can start off with during your break for the planning of your home decor for the year. So once you've got your colour palette, other ways that you can get inspiration, set up some boards on Pinterest and have a look on Pinterest. Just put some searches in of things that you like and have a look on Pinterest and get those boards filled up so you've got some inspiration boards. And you could also, on Instagram, you can save things. So if you see anything that you love on Instagram, you can save it to a folder. You can call it house inspiration or bedroom inspiration or whatever it is that you're going to be working on. So you've got all these ideas to hand. You could also source some things on homeware shops. I know things sell out, but I always like to have, whenever I'm doing a makeover, before I start anything, I always source all the things that I want. And what I actually do is on my laptop, I save, I've in the bookmarks, I've got a thing called, I don't know, house renovations or what, room makeovers. And then I have each room underneath the folder. And then within those folders, for example, guest room, I put bookmarks to all the things that I want for that room, all the ornaments, all the furniture, you know, the paint colours, etc. So that is another good tip for you. So you've got all that inspiration collected together. I really hope that this episode has been useful for you. And if you actually do this planning during your Christmas break, you are going to smash your daring decor next year. And of course, I would love to see you over on my Daring Home Decor Facebook group. I would love to see you over there to engage, to hang out, to ask any questions and share the things that you're doing. So don't forget to go over there and ask to join. I will accept within a couple of days and I can't wait to see you there. So on that note, have an amazing new year and I will see you on the other side where we can get creative together in the next episode of the Daring Home Decor podcast. One last thing before you grab that paintbrush. If you've been struck with inspiration from the show today, I'd be triple grateful if you'd follow me and leave a review on Apple Podcasts. This will help my podcast grow and reach out to more of us fab creatives. You can also see my home in all its glory over on Instagram, where I'm at Caradice Interiors. And don't forget to put a link to this show in your stories to share with all your quirky besties. See you next time, lovely.